Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
Folks, welcome to the National Intel Report.
I'm William Rapillo. I'm your regular Wednesday host. And today is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. And I hope you had a happy satanic holiday last night. And that you, passed out some candy or enjoyed yourself and without too much debauchery, I guess. Please go to republicpodcasting.org and smash the donate button. Donate the much needed fundage so we can continue to deliver the truth and discuss it with you. And continue to have this bastion of free speech and keep fighting. Keep fighting, folks. I see that there is hope. I do think that there's hope. I'm seeing, it just seems to me like this whole big giant beast system here is beginning to eat itself. So I don't know if that's all part of the plan or if, well, you know, the plan that, the satanic plan, there's obviously another plan behind that. And that plan is the plan of God's plan. And that one can be harder to unpack. But yeah, we're going to keep it not in a religious, not really going to do that. I don't typically do that, but I'm not really religious myself. I don't go to church. I do study the Bible a bit. I sometimes will reference the Bible and some of the discussions because I do think it's relevant. So, but tonight I got a lot to get through here that I want to get through. I want to talk about Israel. I want to talk about CDBCs. I want to talk about just sort of basically us continuing to just do what we do and keep the mindset right. Because I think that at some point the tide is going to turn. And when it does turn, I want to know that I did everything I could to help. I want to know that I never gave up. I want to know that I never got... not that I never got discouraged, but... Because we all get discouraged sometimes and we all get blackpilled. But I just want to know that I had courage in everything I did. And I'm sure you do too. So what do we want to talk about here first tonight? I was listening to a couple of E. Michael Jones broadcasts, his last two that he did. If you haven't had a chance to check those out, they're always worth a good listen. Essentially right now, Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinians. We all know this. Yeah, I think it's 8,000 people they've killed so far. just ruthlessly murder. This is an ethnic cleansing. This is a reason to do what they want to do. I call it chicken swinging. They're swinging another chicken. It just depends on who the current chicken is at the time. In October, we had Lahaina. Lahaina was Black Rock's chicken that it swung. And it just killed the chicken, victimized, you know, poor, helpless animal. That's what they see us as, you know, people that want to stay in their homes and be independent and free. To the Jewish establishment that runs the world, that's a chicken, and they're going to swing it. And if you don't know what that means, chicken swinging, well, this is a term that I learned from Blackbird. I think it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Blackbird 9, you can catch him on the Saturday Shack, Snack Shack at, I guess, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. One of those hours, 6 p.m. Central on Saturday. So be sure to check him out. Guy is... been at this for decades, and the knowledge of this guy in his arsenal is uncanny. Uncanny. I mean, he just knows so much about so many different things, and I've learned a lot from this guy. And I haven't been at it as long. I've been at this 6 years. I've just passed my 6th year of becoming red-pilled on the chicken swingers. And that was in late October. So yeah, it's 2017. And then it took about 6 months or so of just avid deprogramming for me to deprogram. So that's why we got to kind of be patient with people. You know, if you have conversations with them and they seem to understand it, but then they go back to what they were doing before. This is just the natural, this is just how, you know, our brains are sort of like a computer, but in fact, they're very similar to a computer, you know, and that's why they keep propagandizing us and they tell us the same things over and over again with, say, commercials that keep over and over the same messages. Keep pounding the same message over and over again. It takes repetition. That's true with the truth, whether it's true or false, right? The brain's just being programmed with whatever the information is. And the important thing is to have some kind of an understanding of how to discern truth from falsehood. And before I ever got red-pilled, I came across something... I came across somebody that I really liked a lot. His name was Dr. David Hawkins. Now, don't confuse him with Stephen Hawking. I mean, people would go, oh, yeah, I know who that is. Yeah. That's a guy, you know, on the, do you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's like that guy in the wheelchair. No, that's not who it was. He just has the same kind of the same. That's Stephen Hawking. Dr. David Hawkins. Dr. David Hawkins, he was a psychologist who had he used kinesiology to determine the truth of falsehood of things. It's an incredibly simple thing. And it's going to sound really silly, but the guy spoke a lot of very profound truth that really resonated with me at that time that I was able to, I grew a lot from it. And I listened, you know, a lot of the time I felt like what he was talking about. He has this CD series called, Truth Versus Falsehood. I think it's called Truth Versus, you can look it up. It's Dr. David Hawkins, Truth Versus Falsehood. And it's a, he has a discussion with this, some lady, I don't remember her name, but, and He goes in and discusses like the falsities of all the communists, like Herbert Marcuse and people like that. So I'd never heard those names before, Herbert Marcuse, and you know, he talks about Marx, and you never talk about the Jewish question or anything like that. But you know, this was before I became red pilled on that. But anyway, it's really interesting. Interesting stuff, and was kind of good for me at that time, which is around like 2006 to, I don't know, all the way up until 2015 or so. But he passed away and lived in Sedona, Arizona, and he passed away in 2012. He was 85 years old. So anyway, I just thought he was a pretty cool person and a good teacher, and had some profound and kind of cutting edge but unbelievably simple ways to determine truth from falsehood. And it was that test that either something, you know, if you tell somebody tell the truth, I don't know, you know, I almost feel silly talking about this, but like, you know, that game where you tell the person to think of something true or false, and then I'll push your hand down. And so if your hand gets pushed down, then you're thinking of something false. If your hand doesn't, then you're thinking of something true. So it's like having conviction in something. So all of that kind of kinesiology pervades into sort of spiritualism. I don't know. It's probably not the right word, but the sort of like energetic kind of sort of like an energy transfer or communication, you know, telepathy, how to know at a gut level feeling about something kind of thing. So, but then you come and you learn about, like, I didn't know anything about the Jews. So that seems to be a whole nother thing. So I just came across a little video just now. I wanted to talk about how the Overton window shifting, and I think a lot of people are getting red pilled, and the left right now is turning against Zionism big time. You know, whether that's part of the overall conducting plan is out for debate, or whether this is not expected. Because when I go to the JTA, the Jewish Telegraph Agency, and I look at their website, I see the headline, FBI director warns of increased threat of attacks amid historic levels of anti-Semitism in the U.S. Blah, blah, of course. Christopher Wray noted that while Jews account for less than 3% of the U.S. population, around 60% of religious-based hate crimes target Jews. Okay. Well, of course, you don't hear about the hate crimes Jews commit, right? So here's another one. The abandonment of Israel by the LGBTQ groups is hypocritical and cruel, by David Kilnick on October 25th, 2023. And it's got a flag with the Jewish star, with the Star of Remfam in the middle of it, the rainbow flag. An Israeli flag in rainbow colors is seen in a solidarity with Israel, no peace with anti-Semites rally in Halle, Germany, October 8th, 2023. No peace with anti-Semites. Interesting. So I'm going to play a little propaganda video in a second here. But that was a little bit of an older one, but you just hear a lot of this propaganda, just poor Jews, you know, oh, poor us, oh, poor, you know, the abandonment of Israel by LGBTQ groups. So clearly right now we know the left's abandoning Zionism because of its just blatantly committing genocide against the Palestinian people, you know. So, I don't think they can really, I would consider the LGBTQ groups is going to be part of that left dialectic. And they all tend to be on the same page about most of the issues. There's not really a lot of nuance. So let me go over here to my clips. And before all, let me mention this real quick before I play this clip of let's find it here. Okay, clip number five. If you could get clip number five ready there, Mike, I'm going to, after I talk about this, I'm going to go ahead and play that. But when I was listening to E. Michael Jones, he played a clip of a guy interviewing, and I wish I knew, I recognize the guy was an Israeli politician, about the Holocaust, asking him, so is it, it's okay for you to use the Holocaust as a reason to do whatever you want? And the guy goes, I'm sensing hostility from you, and it's, this interview is over. Aren't people getting really tired of this? Jews don't have to answer for anything crap. You know, Jews don't have to take any responsibility for anything, or they don't have to answer anything truthfully. If they don't like your question, they just shut you down and silence you or speak over you and try to use some kind of moral superiority thing. You know, and it's just so disgusting. It really, it needs to be called out for what it is. It's filthy genocidal behavior, because the people that are trying to stop the genocide, that are trying to stop the violation of human rights, are being plugged and smothered. So it's the same as, you know, when a Jew or somebody that won't allow you to tell the truth about Jews start speaking over you, it's the same as somebody like taking a blanket and smothering you until you suffocate. There's no difference, because that's what the Jews are doing to the planet, because they would rather do that rather than say, yeah, we've been horrible, we need to change, please forgive us, we don't want to be like this anymore. You know, I mean, they could seek, now I don't want to get religious, but you could seek this forgiveness in God, in Christ, and then go forward and sin no more and actually sincerely mean it. But it has to come from the heart. And people are going to be very skeptical of Jews that convert because of, you know, they've always, always, always been disingenuous. And I'm not saying every single one, but generally speaking, like, yeah, the conversos back in the, back in the days of Europe, the fake converters who fakely converted to Christianity just to infiltrate and subvert. So I don't know. I mean, can Jews resist their proclivity to, you know, subvert? It just seems to be so deeply ingrained in them. And these discussions are important for us to have so that humanity can survive going on, so that, because right now the plan of the overall Jewish power, Jewish, you know, race, the Jewish religion, that plan is a very racial plan to exterminate the rest of humanity or enslave them. So if they don't want to be slaves, then they need to be exterminated. And then if you try to tell the people about this, that abort, you know, they're going to smother you and murder you. You know, I just really, I'm not going to pull any punches here. It's the same thing that's happening, because when these disgusting shills that sit up there in their little booths with their jobs and speak out in defense of this horrific criminal behavior, again, they're guilty of genocide. They're participating in the genocide. Right back after these messages. Please stick around, folks. Deep this.
Voices. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Give a shout out here to Richard Carey, who just sent me a little picture from the store, or a meme maybe. It's called chicken flingers. So they actually sell these things called chicken flingers in the store. There's two chickens, and it's not funny, but it is, I guess. But it's not. But chicken flingers. So I don't know if this is in a kosher store or what. I think I see Lucky Charms next to. I see. Yeah, it looks like Lucky Charms. I can only see the M and the S, but so it's probably not a kosher store. I don't think they only sell Lucky Charms in the stores for the goyim. And by the way, you know, Jews own all these corporations that have all these processed food distribution, poison food for us to have so that we can continue staying hooked on their pharmaceuticals and destroy our health and then become a cash cow for them to parasite more money off of us. So, but you know, I mean, okay, but we should probably stay focused on, you know, a specific thing that they're doing right now. So anybody got any intel for today? Call in. You know, I'm not able, you know, I try, but I'm not able to keep up on all the news. Every single thing happening. If there's anything interesting that's transpired today, call up. I don't want to hear from you anyway. If you guys want to talk about stuff, the number's 512-248-8252. Feel free to call in. I haven't checked to see if there's any callers here. Yeah. All right, Mike, we've got the, clip five, which is, Jews declare war on white people, which it's not a new clip. It's kind of old, but it's pertinent right now because, there's another video I want to share with you where Benjamin Netanyahu refers to us as Amalek. Well, he's referring to the Palestinian. But wait a minute, I thought that Germany was Amalek. So, you know, some rabbis are saying Germany's Amalek. Benjamin Netanyahu is attributing the Palestinians to Amalek and speaking in Hebrew. Make no mistake, Amalek is to be completely wiped out, according to the Jews. So you think they're not committing genocide against the Palestinians? You know, are we in a court of law? Well, you can't prove that, you know, Amalek is the Palestinians. Even though Ben Netanyahu got up and pretty much said that. Well, not pretty much, but did say it. You have no proof. All right, let's go ahead and just play this. I'll stop babbling here. Judea declares war on white.
We are Jewish Americans. We believe in a future for this country where everyone is free and safe, no matter what we look like or where we come from.
We are Jewish Americans, as diverse as this country itself.
We are one people, but have many experiences and identities.
Our people have survived genocide and fascism, deportation and slavery.
Resistance and survival are our birthright.
We are rooted in a legacy of pursuing justice, and we are rising up again.
Because the stakes for this election could not be higher. As we mourn the lives lost in Pittsburgh, Poway, El Paso, and in detention centers, we know who is to blame.
Those who track hate say there is no doubt political rhetoric is in part to blame.
President Trump repeating a comment about Jewish Americans. Any Jewish person who votes Democratic is being, quote, disloyal.
U.S. Representative Steve King retweeting messages from a known Nazi sympathizer. Charlottesville was a turning point. The president's lack of a complete condemnation of what happened was cheered by white nationalists.
By setting the stage for white nationalist violence, Trump and the Republican Party represent the greatest threat to Jews in this country.
When it comes to white supremacists and neo-Nazis marching in the street, there is only one side.
We know as a Jewish community, our safety is dependent on the safety of all people.
In 2020, Bend the Arc Jewish Action is mobilizing Jews and allies across the country to remove white nationalists from office.
All right. All right, back. No break. We're back to the comments there and your calls.
I want to go there. I want to climb. Now I don't know about no law, I don't see no crime. Ain't no reason, ain't no rest.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. For fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Wait at the gun.
Go ahead, Mike, and we'll finish it up, and I'll give my comments on that.
We were made for this moment. We won't let politicians harm our communities to expand their own wealth and power. We're going to hold those politicians accountable in November.
A more just America is possible, and we will build it together in solidarity.
I'm an American Jew, and I'm rising up for a future in which we are all free and safe.
I'm rising for LGBT equality.
For working class people.
For a thriving planet, for progress.
We are ready. We rise as one.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, that was not much there. Just a few seconds left. These propaganda videos, these PR videos, have been effective in the past at bamboozling a lot of people and making people feel warm and fuzzy and sort of like the Jews are on their side and, you know, they're not just using all the people for their own means. I mean, they are completely incompatible with everybody else. is, you know, especially anybody who notices what they're doing and they don't want to integrate anywhere. You give them the chance to do it, they don't integrate, they subvert. And I think the chickens are coming home to roost on this whole thing finally with what's going on in Israel right now, this just blatant act of probably the greatest act of genocide on public display, the greatest vulgar display of genocidal power the world's ever seen. Now it's right on, you know, out in the open. This is the blatant arrogance that they've gotten used to. And they used to getting away with everything. And they also love to keep pushing the envelope. They love to throw it in your face because, you know, that's what arrogance does. It's quite shameless. But yeah, they've survived genocide and fascism. Well, no, actually, it was you that committed genocide against everyone else. I think the genocides against you have been fewer and further in between. They've only been a result of your behavior over the millennia. And so, why can't you just why can't you just get along with the rest of the world? Why can't you get along with the rest of the world? You don't want to, you know. Rising up again. Okay, great, wonderful. Looking forward to it. Never again. So anybody, any white people to go, hey, this is not right. You're going to rise up again and smash them down. They brought up the lives lost in Pawnee, Pittsburgh, and El Paso. Well, how much of this is due to Jewish, activities such as mass immigration and NGOs prying the border open and forcing refugees onto the white population, which in truth is the genocide of the white race. So, you know, you have these PR groups that are just coming out with this do-do-do-do-do-do with their music. And, you know, I like to make fun of their music. It's ridiculous. Their stupid music that they put in their stupid PR commercials are so stupid. I just can't stand it. It really is. I mean, it's not just stupid. It's dangerous, and it's horrifically damaging to us as a people. You know, if you don't speak out about it, well, then you're a coward. So we believe in the safety of all people. Well, all the people Jews consider to be people. Remember, we're Amalek. We're not even people, according to them. We're just beasts. We're nothing but a... We're not even worth one fingernail. One thousand goyim are not worth one Jewish fingernail. Who was the rabbi that said that? Wow, isn't that wonderful? Oh, but if you go to a city council meeting, like this guy did in Marathon County, Wisconsin, let's get that clip ready, Mike. Marathon, I got three callers stacked up, so I'm going to play this clip real quick. I want to play this clip from Marathon City, Wisconsin, of this guy. He's the same guy that was speaking about the Jews and on the loudspeaker. He's very polite. It's just a few minutes long. This was from September 6th, but, and of course the city council members, because he's saying Jew, keeps trying to shut him up and keeps talking over him. And it's incredibly rude and smothering and genocidal what she's doing. That's no exaggeration. Yeah, let me start. I get on my soapbox here. The clip is it's the first one, Marathon. Oh, okay. Yeah, here. Let me get that real quick. I got that. Copy it. Got it right here. Pop it into you. There you go, sir. COVID in Israel. I'm sure it's nothing. Go for it.
In charge of the CDC that was controlling and telling our government to shut down small businesses and what they recommend for the mandates and the vaccines and Pfizer and all. At the time when COVID was being enacted, I'm going to read off the staff of who was in charge of this CDC. The director of the CDC was Rochelle Walensky. Dual dual citizenship with Israel. She's a Jew. Deputy director of the CDC, Pam Schawalchik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC chief of staff, Sherry Berger, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC chief medical officer, Mitchell Wolf, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew.
Chris,
CDC director of the Washington office.
This is
pertinent to the topic. We're talking about COVID, right? Yeah. This is pertinent to COVID. So, I love you, Jennifer. Yeah, please. So, director of the CDC of the Washington office, Jeff Rezik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID czar, Jeff Zients, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID senior advisor, Andy Slavitt, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Assistant of Health Secretary for
this
Human Services for our country, the Assistant of Health Secretary, Rachel Levine, transgender,
Michael Brunner,
dual citizenship
speak,
with
please?
Israel,
yes.
Jew.
I ask that you hold off, Christopher.
Ma'am, I'm almost done.
Mr. Wood, the chair has ruled that your comments are out of order. She's asked you to stop. The chair has...
He said Jew. There's nothing wrong with Jew. It's not derogatory.
Exactly. Okay, keep on going. Head of Pfizer vaccines, Albert Erla, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Pfizer chief scientist, Michael Dost, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Moderna chief scientist, Tal Zaks, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. BlackRock, everyone know BlackRock? BlackRock CEO, Larry Fink, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. I said we're willing to sacrifice our ego, our reputation, and our lives. Yes, ma'am, and I love you, and I appreciate your patience. BlackRock president, Rob Capital, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. The CDC chief medical officer of Johnson & Johnson, Joanne Waldstreicher, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Chief medical officer of Merck, Michael Rosenthal.
Okay, yes, there you go. We this pathological inability to talk about the truth and tell the truth about these people is just that, a pathological psychosis. It's a form of Stockholm syndrome, obviously. I always repeat that over and over. And quite frankly, it's another form of chicken swinging. It's swinging a chicken. So this woman up there is swinging a chicken at this guy, trying to play Pop Goes the Weasel with him because he popped out of the little hole. And so it's like pop. So constantly these people are playing Pop Goes the Weasel. It's like this, you know, I mean, it's like when you work out, you build your muscles and it becomes habitual. Well, the same thing goes with playing Pop Goes the Weasel with every single person that comes out and tells the truth. So they're just used to, this is just what they're used to doing. They're used to smashing down anybody that tells the truth. And they've had this privilege of being able to do it because of all the money. So obviously this woman's, you know, thinking about her paycheck and her career and her family because somebody's going to come down on her for allowing him to speak. And we're never going to know who that is unless we kind of do some serious digging and finding out who her boss is and her boss's boss. And even then, he probably still won't know. You got to go see who is. Aren't all the city councils being all kinds of money being donated to them? Bribery through the government, the federal government. Is giving just astronomical amounts of money to the cities to help carry out this Agenda 21 plan, this Jewish Agenda 21 plan. Yeah. All right. I got callers stacking up. A lot of them. Okay. I've got, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. I got five people. I got Sean in Hawaii. Sean, call back. You can. Sherry in Kansas, Joe in Florida, and Ken in Texas. Yeah, Sean, if you call back, I'll put you up to the front of the line. All right. So that leaves us with next Sherry in Kansas first. Sherry.
Hello. I've got one of David Hawkins' books, too. He's pretty good. I've got Power versus Force, but I didn't know he had died.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that old either. I just used to hear Ben Fuchs recommend it a lot. So that's why I got it. But yeah, it's pretty good. You say he's got DVDs? There's DVDs out there?
Well,
or CDs.
Yeah, it was like CDs from like Nightingale Conan or something, you know?
Okay.
I got them from somebody close to me. And that book, I have that book. I started to read it, and that was like probably around 2015 or something. 2014, I think. I started to read it, and then I started to get red-pilled. Started focusing on. But yeah, I'm glad to hear from you about that.
Hey, if you see any books by Colonel Don de Grand Prix, they're worth reading too. The ones I've got are, he's got like a 3-volume set of Barbarians Inside the Gate, the Black Book of Bolshevism. That's book one, but he has got a lot of references in his books, because he was a World War II and Korean veteran, and then during the Vietnam War, he was working in the Pentagon, and he was also an arms dealer, not that he owned the company, but he was the liaison between the Pentagon and the arms dealers as far as what they would let certain countries buy that the United States arm dealers produced. So, so he's got a lot of experience, but he's got a lot of references. In this one, he had the earliest reference I've heard to the Greater Israel Project, and it was in 1956, 3 days into the Suez War. Ben-Gurion said on the floor of the Knesset that they intended to, make this Greater Israel from the kingdoms of David and Solomon. And It was in Israel Rock's book, Roman History, Jewish History, Jewish Religion.
Oh, that's a good book.
Have you got that
one? Yep, I read that.
Well, that's where he got that one from. But he has got all sorts of references in it. So if you see any of his books, he's passed now. But
tell me the name again.
Don de Grand Prix, and Don is spelled with two N's.
Don de Grand Prix, okay.
So, anyway.
And Barbarians Inside the Gate, one of his books, I assume.
Right.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say this, and I think it was on an RBN show just recently, since Matthew Perry died, that he was going to write something about child sex scandals in Hollywood. Have you heard that?
I just heard about him dying. I think it was from David Scorpio the other night, if I have it correct. It's the first I'd heard of it. Matthew Perry from Friends passed away. I don't know how.
He was vaxxed, and he used to. But, I wonder if he had a little help along going to write such a book.
Well, absolutely. Anybody who goes try to expose that is suddenly dies or commits suicide or something. Chris Cornell, Chester Bennington supposedly committed suicide. I don't believe it at all. Especially Chris Cornell. I don't believe that he committed suicide. He was, 52 years old and had a wife and 3 kids. And there's just no way. You're not a dad at 52 years old and your kids are growing up and you just commit suicide.
Right. Okay, I'll get off and let somebody else on. Good show.
No, well, I appreciate the call, Sherry. Great information. Thanks again. Joe in Florida. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, William. How you doing? What's going on?
Good. Nothing much.
Yeah, it sounds like you are a little black-pilled. about things. I don't know, I'm just getting new, but I want to say, stick with Dr. Jones. You know, you're right about his videos. They're amazing. I mean, he's brilliant. I just as an aside, I'll get just a little personal for a minute here. So, you know, Dr. Jones has influenced literally thousands and thousands of people, and I consider myself one of them, to practice the our religion more seriously.
Can we skip this break, please? Thanks. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
to practice a religion, you know, our religion, Catholicism, more seriously. I mean, I think, see, I'm lucky. I'm grateful. I really didn't have a formal Catholic teaching. Most people my age and even younger who were like force-fed Catholicism in school and whatever, they turned out to be pagans. They turned out to be really rejecting, because I think that the little brand of Catholicism they were taught in the 80s and the 90s, even 70s, 80s, 90s, were very childish and flimsy. But as you can see, Dr. Jones is the real deal. He doesn't shirk from calling out, you know, like the enemies of God, the Jews, and a realist in what's going on. And that's helped me recognize the message. And it's changed my life. I think it's deepened my faith, the way he approaches it. So, I mean, I want to say that, you know, without getting too much into theology, I would say, you know, he's got five grown children and 22 grandchildren. He's built a very happy life for himself, and I think he would tell you that Catholicism is the reason why, when he started practicing it authentically. But I will say this idea about the Jews, and so this goes with that, the idea of expiation of sins, right? So, you know, Catholics, we have an avenue to get absolution. It's called confession or sacramental confession. What will happen is everybody's a sinner, right? We commit sins and we can make terrible mistakes. But if we don't ever seek forgiveness or get forgiveness, get absolved of it, it can literally drive you crazy. And so this can actually even happen with Protestants, but particularly with the Jews, have driven themselves. They're basically mentally unhealthy people. I'm not saying every single Jew, but I'm saying the idea is they don't have any expiation of their sins. They chose the way of Barabbas. Okay, so Barabbas, we know, right? The way I first heard was, oh, he was like a criminal. No, Barabbas was actually a revolutionary leader. He was like the Bibi Netanyahu of his time. He's a person that wanted to have Jews ruling the world and was willing to commit genocide. And Barabbas was a revolutionary hero. So when the Jews chose to crucify our Lord Jesus Christ and to let the Barabbas, the revolutionary, go, they were choosing revolution over God. They were choosing Antichrist over Christ. And this is their behavior today. It's never changed in big ways and small ways. They will choose Antichrist. This whole thing in Gaza, an obvious genocide. How did it all start? It started because the fanatical Chabad Lubavitch and other Orthodox Jews in Israel literally got the Israeli army to march into Al-Aqsa Mosque and beat up and attack worshipers in the mosque who were praying, literally, in an attempt that they've been making for years, and you know this, to actually destroy or kick Muslims out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque or destroy it and eliminate it completely. That's their goal. We know that they have a temple pre-built, the so-called Third Temple. It's already constructed, I believe. And to move it in, once they remove everybody from Al-Aqsa Mosque, so they can do what? So they can sacrifice a red heifer, swing some chickens, right? And then install their Moshiach, who really is the Antichrist, who they are working to have rule the world from Jerusalem. This is the religion of Talmudic Judaism. And, you know, it's a reason to get blackpilled. I believe it. It's very disturbing. But I also believe, just the thing is, the idea is that we have free will, right? So God does, the way he works in human history is this: only God can take the evil that people intend and do and turn it into good. So that is the reason I don't get too blackpilled, because I know even with these evil, satanic people like Netanyahu and others throughout history, God still wins. He's definitely going to win. And I think we can see it happening right now. People are turning against Israel more than I've ever seen in my entire life. People are absolutely outraged. And the voice of people all over the world is saying this has to stop. I personally think that Israel's days are numbered. I think the state of Israel may not exist in a year or two. And I would say, thanks be to God if that happened. Yeah.
Joe, let me thank you for the call. We're at the end of the hour, and respond to the things that you brought up here.
Sure.
A lot of good points. So, yes, I will second that, rejoice that. Hopefully that happens. This criminal Rothschild state of Israel has nothing to do with Israel of the Bible. Israel of the Bible is the body of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
That's the true covenant. This religion... is not a legitimate religion. It is an ideology, an operating system, a satanic cult. Has nothing to do with God whatsoever, except for the fact that it's the Antichrist, as written in the Book of Revelation. So it is that there. To us, it's very obvious.
Right.
You brought up, I don't know if you listened to E. Michael Jones and his discussion with that Gemma Doty yesterday, but it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I saw it. Gemma Doherty. Yeah, she's great too. Yes.
Yeah. So he, they think Catholicism is the true, but obviously it isn't now in its current former, tattered state that it's become in since, especially since the Second Vatican Council of 1965, where basically it just cucked out to the Jews and became super Judaized. So and then the rest of it before that is, there's up for debate, obviously. But they're contending that, when things really went wrong was the Reformation in Europe 500 years ago. And that's when white Western civilization began to fall apart and become really Judaized. Now, that's a pretty compelling argument, because look at the Christian Zionism. That doesn't have anything to do with Catholicism. Christian Zionism is the other
right.
sects or the other denominations of Christianity. So that's why I think religion itself, again, caught up in the church is in you. I don't know, but
yeah,
let me thank you for the call, Joe. I'm going to move on.
Thank you, and
we're going to be back the next hour, folks. Stick around for hour two. I got my other callers, and Sean called back, so we'll take his call first. Be right back.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.